Indian People's Action is a group of grassroots people who stand for racial, social, and economic justice in Montana.
Do you mind if I ask, are you a Native woman?
Yes, I am. I'm a Blackfeet.
Blackfeet. Out of nothing more than curiosity, maybe why did you decide to get involved in IPA?
Just because I've always noticed a disparate treatment of Native Americans in Montana growing up on the Blackfeet Reservation, and just wanted to do something about it.
When you saw that treatment, like, what are you referring to?
Oh, being profiled by the police, being followed in the store. When we go into the store, we get followed right away. I lived in Browning, so obviously any time we went to Cut Bank, we were looked at as like we were dirt when we went into the store. And just not treated well, not treated like the rest of the population. It's not fun to feel fear every time you see a policeman instead of feeling protected.
The corrections report points out that based on self-reporting by offenders, Native Americans make up 7% of Montana's overall population, but account for 17% of the total population of offenders under department supervision. That's in the men's section of things.
Mm-hmm.
That's prison, parole, probation.
Yeah, it's been that way for years. I mean, I'm 53, so as long as I've been alive, it's been that way.
And it's even worse for female inmates?
Yes. As high as 36%. And, you know, I've gone into the prison and done some education, and just from looking, I would guess that that number is a lot higher.
These are unfortunate numbers. I mean, from your perspective as a Native woman, what's happening?
Well, from my perspective as a Native woman, first of all, life is different on the reservation, and some things that you can get away with on the reservation, you can't get away with off the reservation. I guess it's harder for us to get a job when there's no jobs on the reservation, but when we move to the bigger cities in Montana, it's difficult to get any kind of job that will pay a wage that supports our family. As a result, many women might resort to crime to try to support their families. Now, especially those towns that border reservations, when we go to court there, we don't have a very good chance of getting a fair treatment.
When you meet these, I guess in your case, when you meet these women, who are they? Are they just otherwise normal people?
I think they are. I mean, they're mothers, they're daughters, they're good people, good-hearted people that are just having a hard time making the transition from the reservation to urban areas and having a hard time providing for their families once they do get here.
A couple of minutes ago, you said you can get away with some stuff on the reservation that you can't necessarily get away with off the reservation. What did you mean by that?
Well, as an example, and maybe it's not that way anymore, but when I was younger and I drove all over the place and I didn't have a license and everybody knew everybody, and so I didn't get pulled over and I didn't get 20 no driver's license tickets. We had a funky old beat-up car that rarely had registration, but we could drive it in a way out. We lived way out in the country, So we drove it out there. But if you do that off the reservation, you're definitely going to get a ticket and a huge fine. And so, you know, just simple things like that. And, of course, the alcohol issue on the reservation has a big effect on the number of people in prison as well. And that's kind of almost become an accepted behavior for Native people. I've heard people say, I drink because I'm Indian, and I'm the first person to tell them, no, that's not the way it goes, that's not the way it is. But growing up, I too learned that type of behavior and did things that I now realize were not good things to do.
I drink because I'm Indian. That's just heartbreaking, isn't it?
It is, it is. I've heard my nephew say that. It broke my heart. I was like, don't you ever let me hear you say that again.
Corrections has hired an American Indian liaison, and I believe he's an enrolled Blackfeet member.
He is.
And this man's job is basically to help guide, as I understand it, inmates and their families through the system, help clear up, I don't know, spiritual, cultural misunderstandings. Is that right?
That's what the job description says. Also supposed to provide cultural education to all of the DOC staff, and he's supposed to meet with Native American groups all over the state. I mean, if you look at that job description, it's impossible for one person to do that. Just driving across Montana takes a whole day.
Is the idea itself a good idea? The number of staff aside, again, just for a moment, is the idea good?
Oh, yeah, the idea is great. It's a great idea.
But you think there's not nearly enough people. One person is just not enough.
Yes, definitely. I think that there should be somebody in each region. Somebody in eastern Montana, somebody in western Montana, somebody in northern Montana. Preferably, you know, close to those facilities that hold a large number of Native Americans.
According to the report, the Department of Corrections report, employees, Caucasian makes up almost 92%, American Indian 1.1%, African American 0.4%, Hispanic 1.2%, Asian 0.3%, not specified 5.2%. What do you think about those numbers?
I think those numbers are shameful.
How come?
Because just look at the numbers of Native Americans in the prisons. How can you possibly address them with people who have no idea what we have lived, no idea what it's like, because it is almost like living in another country if you live on the reservation, no idea of how we grew up, the struggles that we've experienced, the devastation, the historical trauma, all of that stuff. They have no idea, no understanding, and so there's no way they can correct us if they don't even understand us. And if they have one staff person that's supposed to do that statewide, it's not happening.
I'm going to quote from Indian People's Action Report. It says, the lame and worn-out excuse of they don't apply does not remove responsibility of this agency to do a substantially better job of reaching out to Native American and other minority communities for workers. If Native people aren't applying, or perhaps are applying but just don't have the necessary qualifications, what's the agency supposed to do?
They should definitely be reaching out to agencies such as ours and to the Montana Wyoming Tribal Leaders Council and in Native American communities, because there are many Natives who are qualified and there are many Natives who apply, but few get hired.
How do you figure that?
From talking with people, the people that I know who have applied and not been hired, and I know they're qualified, and because of the fact that I've applied for state jobs for a long time and haven't got hired, and I am very highly qualified, but just can't seem to get a foot in the door.
Would IPA prefer to see implementation of a quota system, a mandatory minimum number of Native people?
I'm not big on quota systems. I don't think that they need to meet a certain number. I think they just need to do a better job of reaching out to Native people.
Are you asking for a lot, given that the population of their potential hiring pool just is going to be overwhelmingly Caucasian in a state like Montana?
No, I don't think we're asking a lot, not considering the number of Native Americans in Montana jails and prisons. No, I don't think that we're asking too much at all. There's plenty of qualified people here who could do those jobs.
And if you did get the number of Native people that you would like to see, how would the Native population benefit from that?
The family members and inmates would be treated more respectfully, because hopefully that person who was hired would have a chance to educate others about Native American issues and why we do a lot of things. Like, for one example, Native Americans don't like to make eye contact, and so in the prison, if you don't make eye contact, you get wrote up. You're like, they think you're doing something sneaky, and we're not. And so if people understood that, inmates would get treated better in the prison. It would be more likely that they would actually be corrected. People could actually go through the system, get out, be functional in the community, instead of go through the system, get out, go right back.
Okay, so what now? We have your concerns. What do you want to see happen?
We want to meet with the Department of Corrections and discuss ways to improve their numbers. We want to see what kind of cultural sensitivity training that they're doing and how that is happening and how it could possibly cover their entire staff, because as of now, it doesn't seem like it does at all. Basically, we want to sit at the table and we want to work together to make things better for the entire state of Montana.
I've been speaking with Lita Pepion of Indian People's Action. Ms. Pepion, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome, Ed.